Welcome back. Today we're building a proper drum and bass VIP arrangement workflow from scratch in Ableton Live, using Session View as the engine, and then capturing a performance into Arrangement View. And just to make sure we're on the same page, when DNB producers say VIP, they usually mean a special rework of their own tune. Same identity, same world, but with fresh drop phrases, alternate bass rhythms, switch-ups, extra drums, and a couple wait-what moments. The trick is, it has to feel intentional, not like you just stacked more layers and turned it up. The whole goal of this lesson is to turn Session View into a VIP machine. We'll set up scenes like sections, build clip variations instead of making a million tracks, add controlled movement with follow actions, do section-based automation with clip envelopes and dummy clips, and then record a live scene launch performance straight into Arrangement View. All right, let's build. First, quick project setup so everything stays fast and clean. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. You can go a little lower or higher, but 174 is a good center for rolling, darker DNB. Next, think about warp modes. For drums, beats is usually your default. For bass and musical audio, don't automatically jump to Complex Pro unless you need it. For breaks specifically, repitch can be amazing if you want that crunchy jungle attitude, but it does mean you'll be manually aligning transients more carefully. Now create your main groups: drums, bass, music or atmos, FX, and optionally vocal or shots. Do one boring thing right now that saves you tons of time later: color code and name things clearly. The VIP workflows are all about speed. If you're hunting for the right clip while the drop is playing, you're already losing energy. Now we build the grid. This is the heart of the whole approach. In Session View, scenes are not just loops. Treat them like states, like snapshots of the mix. When you launch a scene, it should instantly feel like you move to a new part of the tune. Different drum density, different bass phrase, different FX wetness, different brightness. Rename your scenes with numbers so they stay in order when you record. Here's a really workable DNB template. 01 intro DJ friendly, 16 bars. 02 intro full, 16. 03 pre-drop or tension, 8. 04 drop A, 32. 05 break or halftime tease, 16. 06 drop B, 32. 07 VIP switch, 16. 08 final drop A plus, 32. 09 outro DJ friendly, 16. And yes, that numbering matters. You're basically building a choose-your-own-drop performance layout, but you still want it to record into arrangement in a clean, predictable order. Next, drums. The key idea here is we create variations as clips, not as new tracks. Inside the drums group, make a few simple tracks: kick, snare or clap, hats, break, perk or top loop. Optionally a parallel lane or return setup if you like. For the core drum processing, keep it stock and effective. A drum rack for one-shots is perfect. Put drum bus on the drums group for glue and punch. Light drive, a bit of boom if it fits, but watch your headroom. Add saturator with soft clip for controlled smack, and EQ to high-pass hats and percussion so you're not carrying junk low frequencies you don't need. Now create two drum intensity lanes using clip variations. So for each drum track, you'll have an A version and a B version. Rolling is tighter and more minimal. Clean groove, maybe a couple ghost notes. Heavy B is where you add intensity. Extra 16th hats, a louder break layer, maybe a snare flam, maybe more percussion. Let's zoom in on the break track, because break handling is one of the fastest ways to make a VIP feel pro or amateur. Drop in an amen or think break. Decide your warp approach. Repitch for crunchy, old school energy, or beats for tight modern control. Either way, make sure it's actually locked. Spend the time aligning transients. If the break is drifting even slightly, the whole tune will feel wobbly in the wrong way. Now create a few clips: a subtle break clip, a louder or more sliced break clip, and a one bar fill clip that can stutter or do a quick edit. And here's a practical speed tip: use clip gain to level match these across scenes, not your track fader. Track fader is your overall balance. Clip gain is how you make variations consistent without constantly fighting your mix. Cool. Drums are now set up to be performable. Now bass. This is where VIP identity really shows up. Inside the bass group, create three tracks: sub, mid, bass main, and bass stabs or resample. Sub first. Keep it simple and stable. Operator is perfect. Sine wave, with a shortish release so it doesn't smear, like 80 to 150 milliseconds depending on groove. Low pass it around 120 to 180 HC to keep it clean, and then sidechain it to the kick using a stock compressor. Ratio around 4 to 1. Fast attack, and a release that grooves with the track, often somewhere around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Now make three sub-clips, sub A, straight and steady, sub B with a little syncopation or off-beat pushes, and sub VIP, which might be a different note pattern or an octave jump. But watch this, in a lot of VIPs, the sub is the anchor. If you change it every scene, you can lose the identity and the mix stability. So unless the whole VIP concept is new sub riff, keep the sub recognizable and do most of your VIP cleverness in the mid-bass. Now the mid-bass. Use wave-eatable or operator. Start with something basic like basic shapes. Add a little unison, but don't turn it into a blurry stereo monster. Then your processing chain. A classic stock chain looks like auto filter for motion, saturator for bite, maybe amp if you want extra aggression, EQA to clear mud around 200 to 400 if needed, and glue compressor lightly just to stabilize. We're talking 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, not a crushed bass sausage. Now create mid clips in a way that supports call and response. This is a DNB arrangement superpower. Make mid as a call phrase, make mid A2 as the response. Same key, similar sound, but different rhythm and ideally a different ending so it punctuates the phrase. Then make mid B as an alternate groove, usually with more space and heavier hits. And finally mid VIP as a new riff, still in the same world, but clearly a switch. Here's the teacher note. A strong VIP usually changes rhythm more than it changes sound design. You can keep the same patch and just rephrase the rhythm, and the dance floor reads it as a new drop. That's the whole same DNA, new personality thing. Now Atmos and music. Inside music or Atmos, make a pad or noise track, maybe a reslayer if you want, and a riser and impacts track. Use something like analog or wave-eatable for noise and pad layers. Add hybrid reverb with a dark tail. High cut it so it doesn't hiss all over your hats, and maybe autopan slow for width. High pass these Atmos tracks. Your low end belongs to the kick, sub, and maybe the low part of the mid, depending on your sound. Now create scene-specific clips. An intro Atmos that's DJ-friendly is less busy. Your pre-drop clip is where you bring in noise risers and tension. In the drop, keep Atmos subtle so it supports, not masks. Next up, effects clips that announce sections. In the effects group, make tracks for downlifters, uplifters, and impacts or reverses. And consider building an audio effect rack on an effects bus with a few macros, reverb size, delay feedback, filter sweep, and saturation drive. These four controls alone can make transitions feel like you really meant them. Now a classic VIP moment, one bar before your VIP switch, launch a reverse crash or a signature riser, maybe with a tape stop style feeling. Then drop into a new bass phrase with strip drums for 4 to 8 bars. That negative space moment is huge and darker DNB. It makes the next hit feel heavier without you adding anything. Alright, now we make session view actually generate movement. Follow actions. This is controlled chaos, not roulette. For fills, make a 1 bar fill clip. In the clip launch settings, set follow action time to 1 bar, and follow action to next. Then place that fill clip above your main loop so next lands you back in the groove. You trigger the fill, it plays once, then it gets out of the way automatically. That's exactly what you want. For bass call and response, put mid A and mid A2 on the same track. Set mid A so after 2 bars it goes to next. Set mid A2 so after 2 bars it goes to previous. Now it alternates by itself. You get movement that feels musical and you're free to focus on bigger scene changes. If at any point it starts to feel random, you've gone too far. VIP is surprise, but it's still a story. Now clip envelopes. Clip envelopes are where you get section-based automation without drawing anything in arrangement view yet. In a bass clip, go to envelopes. Automate mixer send to throw reverb on just the last half bar of a phrase. Automate auto filter frequency for a sweep. If it's audio, you can automate transpose for quick pitch drops. A really usable trick, in the last half bar of a 4-bar phrase, push the reverb send up so you get a tail that connects into the next scene. That's how you get that glued transition feeling. Now let's add a pro-level workflow booster. Dummy clips. Create 1 or 2 dedicated audio tracks called Dummy MIX and Dummy FX. These tracks can literally have empty audio clips. The point is that the clips can hold automation. Make clips that match your scenes, 8, 16, 32 bars. Then automate things like return send levels by section, filter sweeps on groups like drums or bass, subtle width changes, or even a tiny high shelf dip before the drop, so the drop feels brighter by contrast. This is a game changer, because you can launch a scene and get a polished transition without doing a bunch of mute dancing. Remember, Scenes are states. Dummy clips help you build those states. Before you record anything, map a small performance control set. Keep it to about 8 controls total so you don't overtweak. Good macro ideas: drum drive or transient amount, break layer high pass filter and volume trim, bass group low pass filter and stereo width, and your FX return reverb size and delay feedback. And now do a levels rehearsal pass. This matters. Launch your loudest drop scene. Get the kick and sub relationship right. Set the break layer gain. Check your master headroom. You are not chasing loudness here. Leave space. Once you've got that, try not to touch faders much during the take. Use clips, scenes, and macros. One more performance detail: quantization strategy. Set global quantization to 1 bar for scene launches. That keeps everything tight. But for specific clips like fills, impacts, and vocal shots, set clip quantization to 1/4 or 1/8 so you can place them musically without waiting a whole bar. Now the fun part: recording your VIP performance into arrangement view. Arm arrangement record in the top transport. Start from scene 1, your DJ-friendly intro. Then move through your scenes in order: intro full, pre-drop, drop A, break, drop B, VIP switch, final drop, outro. Perform it like a DJ. Mute hats for 8 bars, bring the break layer in later, trigger a fill sparingly. You want energy, not perfection. Your first take should feel alive. And here's a spicy intermediate move while you're performing: cross-scene clip launching. During drop A, keep the scene running, but launch one clip from the VIP switch row on just the mid-bass track. Just one lane changes. Everything else stays consistent. That creates a surprise that still feels controlled. Once you've recorded, jump into arrangement view. Now you refine. Consolidate obvious sections if you need to, clean up transitions, place crashes and impacts intentionally, and draw a few automation moves where it counts. Arrangement view is where you polish. Session view is where you generate and capture. If you want a few arrangement patterns that consistently work for VIPs, here are 3. 1. The classic double drop VIP. This audio version is shortened for playback.